It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's game is brought to you by Jackson Public Schools, OmniSource, B&G Landscape, Penn Chiropractic Center, MVP Sports Store, Jackson YMCA, Lumen Christi Catholic High School, The Collector Zone, Al Rose Steel, American Title Company, The Protection Center, Jack B. Butterfield Investments, Advanced Fluid Technology, Northwest Community Schools, Shanko Boot Shop, Brembo, The Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley, County National Bank, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Ajax Heating and Cooling, White's Restaurant and Catering, and Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. High school football live on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com. Now, here's GOC and Ratch.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and it's playoff time, high school football. Tonight, we're in Division 6. We're back on Spring Arbor Road at Lumen Christi, where the Titans host Waterville Elite, round one playoff matchup. And we caught a weather break tonight, Ratch. Pretty good night for football.
Didn't catch a real good break, however. Good evening, everybody. In the playoff draw, as the state deemed Lumen Christi should go with the three schools in southwest Michigan, Waterville Elite's on the field tonight. They're pretty doggone good with a 7-2 record. And the other two are real good, Constantine and Schoolcraft. So a real tough district for the Titans of Lumen Christi tonight as they enter the playoffs for their 19th straight season. And they got their hands full, it looks like, tonight.
Both teams are young, Tom. A lot of young kids on both sides.
Well, I do know that Waterville Elite's fast. I've been watching them for the last 45 minutes or so, and they can run like the wind. And they throw the ball pretty nice, and they catch it pretty good, of course, without doing anything other than listening to a scouting report and watching their scores and seeing how many points these guys score. They score an awful lot. And
crazy.
Yeah, it's really something against good competition. They were co-champs just like the Titans were. They were co-champs of the Southwestern Athletic Conference Lakeshore Division. They tied with Constantine, who is sitting in the other side of the bracket against Schoolcraft tonight. So they have a real, real nice program. They've been in the playoffs. This is their sixth straight year. And, you know, during that time in the playoffs, they've got a run of 54-11. So this isn't chopped liver.
No.
I think we're going to talk to Herb Brogan in a little bit, and he'll even bring that up, that sometimes kids don't take it seriously if you have never heard of these schools before. And let's face it, nobody is really ever heard of Waterville Elite.
Their two losses. Waterville Elite, by the way, a suburb of South Bend. Their two losses, Tom, they scored 88 points.
Yeah.
In their two losses.
How do you score 58 and lose by two?
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Two-minute break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Herb Brogan here on the pregame show. Playoff football minutes away here on WKHM. Newstalk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle.
Right now, get a 2016 Ford F-150 XLT, stock number 47882. ANZ planned lease, 24-month, 10,500 miles per year, $275 a month. $1,000 down plus first payment, tax, title, and fees due at signing. With red carpet lease renewal, all factory rebates to dealer. See dealer for details.
For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Are you an elite athlete in Jackson County?
Did you know that chiropractic treats more than injuries and can help you reach your full potential on and off the field?
I am Coley Crowley. I went there during my sophomore year because I had a back injury during football season, and he helped me recover and get back to the next game. It was just easy to connect with him. Great atmosphere in that office. Got a pain. He knows how to treat it. He was always there anytime that I needed.
Manchester Family Chiropractic, located on the corner of McCain and Robinson, can help to get you back in the game and reach your full potential. Call 962-218-1178 today to schedule your first appointment.
At Morgan Stanley, you'll find a level of experience and commitment to retirement advice that we think is unique in the industry. We'll bring together all the pieces of your financial life, various accounts, properties, policies, beneficiaries, and the like, and see that those pieces work together to help provide and protect the resources you'll need for retirement. This is Matt Augustine, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. Call us today at 768-7709 for advice that goes beyond investments. Let us introduce you to a new standard for retirement planning.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIP. PC.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
This is exciting, isn't it? The day of a playoff game, Herb?
The whole week's exciting, Greg. You know, it's just such a different feel from the regular season to the playoffs that from the time you see the draw to the time they kick off, you just, you know, you can't get it out of your mind.
Well, you were a great prognosticator when we talked to you back in August. You thought your team would get off to a slow start, and they did. You said they would improve, and they have improved greatly.
We're a different team now than we were early in the year, and that, you know, that's to be expected. We knew that we were really young going in, but we knew we had good kids that were going to be hard workers and, you know, listen to coaches, and they've done that. And we're a lot better football team now than we were early in the year.
Yeah, and this is a young team. You've got a freshman starting at offensive tackle, and that's got to be unheard of.
Well, it's very rare. Bobby Willis played a couple games last year as a freshman, but it's something that we're seeing a little bit more of than we have in the past. But, we started the year young, but we've got a lot of games under our belt, so that's not an excuse anymore.
Well, give us a little scouting report on Watervliet. I guess they don't mind running the score up.
They score a lot of points, and they've scored a lot of points against everybody. And, you know, the big fear you have in a game like this, Greg, is, we asked our kids how many people had even heard of Watervliet before, and I'd say about 2 out of 50 kids had. And just human nature is if you don't know anything about them or if you haven't heard about them, you know, you worry about the respect factor there. Mm-hmm. But when you watch the tape and we've seen them play, they're an explosive offensive football team. If we had to compare them to anybody that we've seen so far, it would probably be West Catholic, and that didn't go very well for us. So they're not as good defensively as what West was, but offensively they throw it, they run it well, they've got a lot of speed, they've got a good quarterback, they play in a good league. Anyone that's seen Constantine play, who's been in the finals several times, came down and really worked over at Michigan Center or Grass Lake a couple years back. They're a great football team. Schoolcraft is rated number one in the states in their league. So they're used to playing good football teams. They're going to play with a lot of confidence, and we've got to play great defense tonight.
Yeah, they. What kind of offense do they run?
They're a spread, and they're a hurry up. Okay, so they're going to come right to the line of scrimmage. They're not going to huddle. They probably, one of their games probably has 25 or 30 more plays in it than a normal game that you might see. So they're going to really try to force the pace. Much like Jackson High a few years ago, they do not punt, and they onside kick every time that they score. So it's a high-risk, high-reward type of operation, and they've made it go pretty well all year long.
Is it a scenario where you like to control the ball, I guess?
Well, we would, because you don't want to get in a shooting match with them where, you make a couple of mistakes and you can't get back in the ball game. But, we've run the ball well all year long. I anticipate they're going to run it well tonight. And like you say, you want to try to keep the ball out of their hands.
What a year for Bo Bell.
Oh, he's had a great year. We knew he would. He had a really nice season last year, and he's very explosive. He's very durable, especially at the size he is. He's not a very big kid, but we've given him the ball 30, 35 times in a couple of ball games, and he's stood up to the rigors and performed really, really well.
He's right there, probably with you know, Kari Willis and all the top running backs you've had?
Well, his stats are right there. You know, he's size-wise, he's a different animal than, you know, a couple of other kids. But, you know, we couldn't ask any more from him than what he's done.
Troy Kuch has improved.
Oh, he for sure. Yeah, I mean, he's I think he's overlooked by a lot of people. But if you look at the stats, he's thrown for just 20 yards short of 1,000 yards. He's thrown at about a 62% clip, which is great in high school football. And he's made plays when we've asked him to. You know, it's critical that we try to make it a little bit easy on him by running the ball so we can throw our play action stuff. But he's shown great improvement from week one to the present time.
So some, would you call it pressure on your defense tonight?
Well, I mean, the defense has got to play well, and we've got to try to limit their opportunities. But if they score, then we got to score more than they do. So, I mean, it's a total football game, and you can win them 7-6, or you can win them 50-49. But you got to find a way to get it done.
Herb, how has the transition been moving from playing at Withington to out on Spring Arbor Road?
Well, I mean, I'm not being new. Withington was a great, great venue for us for a long, long time. But it's just, it's nice to be able to play on campus. This is home, and every other sport plays right here, and it's great for us to be able to do the same thing. And, you know, the facility's great. We've got a little bit of work to do on new press box and get some more bleachers up there. But the field is great. The lights are great. Kids have really enjoyed it.
Well, it should be a lot of fun tonight. Good luck, Herb.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
Take care.
Hi, my name is Marguerite Jarzynka. My husband is Gerard, Jerry Jarzynka. For the past 3 years, my husband has been working hard for all of us here in Jackson County. We have been married for over 31 years, raised 3 children here, and love our community. He has done a great job prosecuting criminals and protecting you. On November 8th, vote to re-elect my husband, Prosecutor Jerry Jarzynka.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jerry Jarzynka.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For 4 generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, why is it that our high school athletes need a chiropractic checkup?
Well, sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels, as evidenced by Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps crediting much of their success to chiropractic care. Chiropractic is readily available to top athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance. Our youth and high school athletes can and should receive the same benefits.
Go to DocPenn.com to learn more and download your certificate for a consult and exam.
A wise man once said, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just getting started planning your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack V. Butterfield Investment will provide the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net. Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC. I see.
this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
And welcome back to Lima Christi High School. Just had the national anthem. It's loud, it's noisy, there's a lot of people up here in the box. I hope the roof holds up, Tom.
There is an awful lot of people standing at the top of this press box.
Wow.
And there's a pretty good crowd of sportsmen here in the press box. Another radio station from Western Michigan, JTV, of course, us. Man, there's a lot of people in this place, and it's a wonderful night. Good thing it's a nice weather night, or there'd probably be even more. This is a spectacular night to play the pre-district game. A lot of times you have real bad weather rolling through here. Even last week, we kind of lucked out up at Flint Beecher. It wasn't that terrible.
Right.
But it certainly could have. So, big game for the Titans. Obviously, tonight for everybody, as you just heard Herb Brogan say, it's a different feel every time the playoffs roll around.
Especially a team, Tom, you really know nothing about.
Exactly. And, of course, we talked a little bit about Watervliet, and they were here early. We got a chance to watch them warm up. Man, they score a lot of points. And
they don't punt.
You've noticed that every one of their scores is an even number, so they go for two every time.
Probably.
Oh yeah, they don't. Yeah, they're not kicking it. They're going for two, and it's just one of those things that they really can light it up. So the Titans, you know, as you asked Herb a little while ago, they've got to play good defensively, but on the other hand, too, you do need to control the ball to keep the ball out of the Panthers of Watervliet's hands.
If possible. Abe Johnson kicking off. Lumen goes from your right to your left on your 970-1015 dial, and we are underway. High kick, and this will be run back from the 13. They now pitch it, try to get to the sideline. Good hit by Lumen at the 27-yard line.
That was Luke Stanton along with Giovanni Siciliano on the tackle.
Good job.
What they do, a little reverse back here.
They just pitched it.
Misdirection anyway.
To Zach Pickens.
As Pickens came to the right, the first kid that got the ball went to the left, and they tried to influence everyone. And, of course, what Herb was talking about, they're going to line up without huddling, and it's going to be a widespread offense, and they're going to get right up and
up-tempo.
Run these plays quickly.
Cameron Rendo all alone at quarterback, five wideouts, and a man in motion. And the quarterback slipped away from a tackler in the backfield, and Luma has him for maybe a half-yard loss.
I want to say the first man to hit him was Alex Lasky, the linebacker that came up with a good nose for the football. Brogan Sullivan also there.
Grant Smith, Dayton Keller, Brogan Sullivan, Cam White. The backers are Kareem Harris, Kyle Mender, Alex Lasky. Secondary, Bobby Willis, Nick Thomas, Luke Stanton, Jacob Lathers. Second and 10.
Of course, all the men from Watervliet checked their wristbands, even the offensive linemen.
Out of the gun. They fire it out here. That's caught. Great tackle, 30-yard line. Bobby Willis.
Carlos Hernandez caught the ball, and Willis came up and drilled him.
Third and 7.
Yeah, kept that just to a small gain.
Looked like Kari Willis last week.
Man.
Third and 7. For Watervliet. First series, we're just underway. Again, this team, no huddle. Rendo, the quarterback.
Now they're changing it at the line of scrimmage after they looked at the Titan defense.
Back to throw it. Looks over the middle. That's incomplete. That bounced. He tried to hit number two, Carlos Hernandez.
A little bit better pass from Rendo Hernandez, and that might have been a first down. Kareem Harris and a couple other kids closed on it, but he was really open on that little pop over the middle.
Here's where you can really make them pay. Fourth and seven, they're not going to kick. They're at their own 31-yard line on fourth down. Rendo out of the gun, looking. Being chased. He's going to go down. Lumen gets the sack.
Titans, Hunter Sullivan first. Brogan Sullivan, I should say. And then Grant Smith, as he has done so many times during this wonderful season for Lumen Christie, made the tackle.
Great play by Grant Smith. The sack, no kick, and Lumen in business at the 27-yard line.
Boy, this is, we've just got to hope that Water Valete's insistence on not punting, we got to hope this hurts them.
Yeah, you got to make them pay. Bo Bell, the tailback. Two tight ends, unbalanced. Bo Bell, there he goes, into the secondary. Bo Bell is all the way down near the 10-yard line.
Tackled by Zach Pickens and Ryan Chizik, or else that would have been a touchdown. Again, of course, first play of the game, Water Valete doesn't adjust to the unbalanced, but it's wonderful to have a fullback with that great running back in Bo Bell for Lumen Christie.
Up front, Zach Irwin, Austin Maynard, Ben Pelletier, Noah Morris, Keegan Smith for the Titans. This play goes nowhere. Might have lost a yard.
Titans try to blast off tackle, and again, 21, Ryan Chizik was in on the stop.
We're going to give him about a yard. And the ball's right at the 10. And second down. Looks like they can get a first down just inside the 2-yard line. They split Tobin Stanton out to the right. Here's the hand to Bell. Touchdown, Lumen Christie! Bo Bell, 10-yard scamper off left tackle. Big Zach Irwin. Austin Maynard on the left side, gaping hole for Bo Bell, and he knows what to do when he hits it.
Cameron White went in motion, and he was the one that went in motion to the left, came back to the right, popped that thing free. I don't know if anybody even touched Bell on that 10-yard touchdown run, so with 9:28 to go in the first quarter, Lumen Christie leads Water Valete 6-0.
Abe Johnson on the extra point out of the Troy Kucha hole.
And T.J. McCulley is the snapper.
High snap. Good job by Kucha. Kick up and good. 7-0 Lumen Christie here early. We're back in 30 seconds. 970 and 101.5 FM.
A wise man once said a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just getting started planning your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack V. Butterfield Investment will provide the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back, 7-0 here, Lumen. They got the big sack on fourth down by Grant Smith. They turned him over. Water Valete does not punt. 27-yard drive, 4 plays for the Titans. High kick. This will be run back and breaking over the 35, over the 40. Good run back to the 45-yard line. Bryant Keift.
25-yard return. Brought down by Thomas and Grant Smith. First and 10.
Nick Thomas on the stop, but not before Keift got it all the way out. In fact, 46-yard line. And a first down for the Panthers there.
Well, that's the last thing you wanted was to give them good field position. Kind of gives them a little bit of momentum back.
Rendo fakes the handoff and runs. Lumen's got him. might have got a yard.
Brogan Sullivan again up front, and somebody else was also there to make the tackle. But that...
Good job by Brogan Sullivan there.
Absolutely. This is... you got to cover all 53 and a third yards of the width of this field against these guys.
Yeah, this is real disciplined defense. Again, no huddle. They look over. They get the sign from the coaches.
And you know, Joe Williams has been doing this for a long, long time as the defensive coordinator, and he's got these kids understanding that they play their position first. Don't be a hero.
Pickens, a running back. They throw it out here. It's caught. Little screen. Lumen missed one tackle, and they get it out to the midfield. Down and five.
Nick Thomas, Bobby Willis on the stop. I think Tyler Brandt had caught that little swing pass for Waterville Elite.
Ball's at the Lumen 49. Third down and five. Lumen up 7-0. There's 8:10 to go here in the first. And on third down, Rendo out of that gun. He's got Pickens in motion. Fakes there. Fires it. Almost intercepted. Knocked away by Dayton Keller.
Man, Keller is Keller's a big dude in the middle, and he, I think, he even had both hands on it.
Fourth down and five. You know, if they didn't punt back in at the 30-yard line, they're not going to punt here. They're at the Lumen 49, fourth and five. Rendo's out of the gun. He's about 6 yards behind the line. He fires. That's caught. That'll be a first down. Initial first down.
That's that crossing pattern.
To Tyler Brandt.
Crossing pattern to Brandt. Luke Stanton made the tackle. He was the only man there. It looked like he was by himself. There was a safety, but they ran the safety deep. Pretty smart play there by Coach Jeremy Andrews from Waterville Elite.
And a first down at the Lumen 36. Give it off to Pickens. Oh, is he hit? Pickens got torched.
Grant Smith low.
Minder on top.
Man.
Second down and 10. Rendo, the senior, at 185. Fires it out here in the flat. It's caught. A little screen. Good job by Lumen. Number 19.
And again, Grant Smith on that tackle.
The DN flaring out to make the play. It's third and almost nine. That was gained just about a yard. Yeah, they throw these little quick flat passes, try to turn them into a screen. Rendo now looking. Throws. And he had a man wide open, but he threw it behind Tyler Brandt.
Could have been deflected, too, by a Titan, but it was not going to be a good play, so it's fourth down and nine for Waterville Elite. And the thing they're doing when they run this up-tempo is you've seen them take a long time, but you've also seen them get the play off very quickly, trying to catch the Titans by surprise.
So the key is going to be pressure on the quarterback. Fourth down and nine. And he rolls to the right again. Looking. He's hit as he throws. And it's incomplete. Lumen football. Had a man down there open at the five, but he was hit, Tom, well, as he threw the football.
Yeah, Joe Williams sent Kareem Harris on that on a stunt, and he was able to get to the quarterback along with, I think, Brogan Sullivan and I think Grant Smith. So the Titans get the ball back on downs for the second time is on fourth down. Waterville elects to not punt, and they tried to execute a play.
I think that was Kieft, who was actually open down at the five-yard line. Pass overthrown. First down, Lumen. They're at their own 35. Go to Bo Bell. Bell cuts for yardage. He has 5, 6, 7 yards. He's out to the 42-yard line. Pickup of 7, second down and 3.
That's tackled by the quarterback. Cameron Rendell made the tackle for Waterville Elite. That's something you don't see an awful lot, too, is the quarterback playing both ways.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they're trying to get the Titans tuckered out by playing that up-tempo, it's not going to work. These kids are in superior condition.
Second down, here's Bell. First down, Bell shaking tacklers. He's down to the Water Valete 46-yard line. First down, Lumen Christi. 12 yards for Bo.
Just love that downfield blocking on a gain of 12. Offensive tackle, Zach Irwin was down there next to Bell blocking. You just have to love the way this offensive line has gelled. And they got young kids in there, too.
Yeah. Keegan Smith is a freshman at right tackle. That's about really unheard of. First down, Lumen Christi. They're up 7-0. Troy Kucha. Power eye in the backfield. He throws it out here. Keller, 45. Keller inside the 40-yard line. That'll be about 8 yards for the big tight end, Dayton Keller.
Nice little stand-up pass. Shake things up a little bit. They got Keller wide. Very beautiful throw by Kucha. Catch by Keller. Sets up a second down and two for Lumen Christi. Five.
Yeah, time you go, Bo Bell, Bo Bell, Bo Bell. It really opens up the play action.
Yeah, and then you slip Minder in with a fullback run, although right now I'm just as happy with him blocking.
Second down, long two, and Bell off that right side, and he spins for a first down down to the 35-yard line.
See, Minder on that play just drilled defensive tackle Sheldon Tobar, a 200-pound junior for the Panthers of Water Valete. Offensive line on that side, of course, is Zach Irwin, and then you've got a great fullback in Minder. Kyle Minder is a battering ram, pushes that defensive line back, and got the Titans another first down in now on the 35-yard line of Water Valete.
4:50 to go in the first. Titans up 7-0. There goes Minder up the middle. Minder's loose. He's down inside the 15-yard line, Kyle Minder.
Fullback trap, left guard Austin Maynard pulled that thing out and punched out that defensive lineman. And, boy, Minder doesn't need an awful lot of room as he goes straight forward for a great gain.
He looked quick, didn't he, Tom?
Oh, baby.
20 yards for Kyle Minder to the 15-yard line. There's Bell on a counter play, and he's got about 3 or 4 yards down near the 11.
Flash faked it inside to the fullback and then had Bell coming around from the right to the left. Got a gain of about 2.
Give him 3 and a second down and 7. 4 to go here in the first quarter, and the Titans up 7-0 and threatening.
Awful lot of action here in this first few minutes.
Troy Kucha, Ben Pelletier out over the football. There's Bell. Slides inside the 10.
Defensive back Ryan Chizik ended up with the ball.
The ball was loose, Tom, but they called Bell down at the 9.
I think Chizik was stripping it from him, but the ball was whistled dead.
Bring up a third and a short 5 here for Lumen.
Unbalanced for Lumen Christi.
Unbalanced. They pitch to Bell. Slips a couple tackles. Won't get a first down. Wow, and they throw Bell down. I guess a late whistle. It's going to bring up a 4th here for Lumen.
Yeah, that was borderline bad. That play had been whistled dead at the 9-yard line. And that kid threw Bell back a good 7 or 8 yards.
Big play here, 4th and 4. Football's at the 9-yard line.
You've got plenty of weapons here. The Titans have they've got a great offensive line. Here we go, unbalanced to the right.
Kucha on 4th, long count. And a timeout. Called by Water Valete. Take a 30 break. Titans up 7-0. Big 4th down play coming up on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Lumen. Football's at the 9-yard line. It's fourth down and four for Lumen Christi. They could jump into a huge advantage here. This is a maybe even a bigger play for Waterville Elite. Kucha fakes, throws, touchdown, Lumen Christi. Dayton Keller, the tight end, leaks into the end zone, wide open.
The trap at two pass left. This time, Dayton Keller, the right tight end, dragging short right across the middle because the ball was on the 4-yard line, and he was completely wide open. Waterville Elite did bite on the left end. And, again,
fake by,
that's
Kucha
so
attempt.
Tough as a defensive player to get to cover that tight end out of the backfield on those type of plays. Great call by Sean Brogan in a 13-0 Titan lead.
Extra point, Abe Johnson, right down central, 14-0, Lumen Christi. With 2.5 to go in the first quarter, we're back in 30 seconds on WKHM, News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Local decision-making with local employees, neighbors helping neighbors, keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank, the name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice, offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lumen Christi kicking off, up 14-0. Last kick was run back by Keift. Almost broke it. These guys are dangerous. They're good athletes. A lot of speed. But so far, they have not punted twice, and it's come back to bite them. This is a low spinner, and this is, goes all the way down, picked up at the 5-yard line. And Lumen will be all over the ball carrier there, out of bounds, up inside at the 16-yard line. Good coverage by the Titans. Good kick by Abe Johnson. He had a driving kick that went down to the corner of the field and was picked up at the 5-yard line by Zach Pickens. So Waterville Elite deep in their own territory, 16-yard line, and they're down 14. Rendo, the quarterback, out of the gun, no huddle. On this pretty nice night for football. Rendo running and runs right into Brogan Sullivan at the 15-yard line. I don't know if he did not get back to the line of scrimmage. Another fine play by number 44.
And again, position football, play your position and technique first by the Titans and defensive coordinator Joe Williams, and you can keep these guys on the ropes.
Rendo and Pickens in the backfield. 5 wideouts. Rendo back to throw. Has time. Throws it over the middle. Caught. And he's got a man loose. And running all the way out to the 45-yard line.
Nick Thomas finally made the tackle on Zach Pickens. Pickens can fly. Alex Lasky had a shot at him just over the line of scrimmage, but was unable to get a hold of him. And Pickens really out just ran Zasky. Or last
pass.
So he gets up to the 46-yard line.
From the 46, Rendo back to throw. Rush on to set up a screen. What a play there by Kareem Harris.
Well, Joe must have sent Kareem Harris on a stunt of some kind because he's a defensive back, and he got in the middle of that screen that was set up.
He destroyed Pickens.
Man.
And if he doesn't, there's nobody else there. Lumen was blitzing, and they had about four guys after the quarterback.
Yeah, that's the danger. Water Vliet called a good play on that screen when the Titans had a blitz called.
Second down and 10, Rendo. Fakes to Pickens. Rendo keeps it. And just a couple yards. Broke Sullivan again.
Yeah,
down
Sullivan
there with Lasky.
Sullivan and Lasky again. We're down to a minute and 25 seconds left in the first quarter. It's Lumen Christi 14 and Water Vliet nothing.
Third down and 7 for Water Vliet. The senior Rendo. Out of the gun with Pickens in the backfield. And he's back to throw. Slips it out here in the flat, and it's caught, dropped. Wow, Pickens had a lot of room.
Well, Rendo had to force that a little bit because Kareem Harris came on the stunt again and was wearing, he was right on the shoulder of Rendo as he threw it.
Grant Smith and Kareem Harris were in the backfield. And again, as Tom mentioned, he had to get rid of it in a hurry. But boy, if Pickens catches that, Tom, a lot of room out there in the flat. Fourth down and 7, Water Vliet again. They don't kick. Rendo looking. He ditches one tackler. He's got a man open, and it's incomplete. Wow, he overthrew Carlos Hernandez, who was wide open.
And then Lamarius Smith,
35-yard line.
Lamarius Smith almost caught it for Water Vliet. Again, the Titans had a couple of kids at quarterback, Cameron Rendo.
But he's pretty shifty.
He still had to force it. He was still moving his feet, and he, you know, you can't throw the ball with authority when you're like that all the time. So you got a quarterback's feet moving. You're doing a good job. Everything's going Lumen Christi's way. First quarter, 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lumen Christi leads Water Vliet, 14 to nothing.
Titans 49-yard line. Here's Minder up the middle. And he is driving for about 3 yards down to the 46-yard line, dragging tacklers. Kyle Minder.
That was a couple of tough yards, but that's what Minder gives you. Great defensive play and very, very solid offensive fullback play, a great fullback.
Second down and 7. Yeah, he's the prototypical fullback middle linebacker. And he is a junior. Probably the last play of the quarter, Titans come up at 2nd and 7. Kucha long count. Bo Bell is just short of a first down at the 40.
Titans went with trips to the left to try to hopefully get a couple of players wide for Water Vliet, and then they ran Bell up the gut.
Third down at about a yard. When we come back in 1 minute, after one quarter, Lumen Christi 14. Water Vliet nothing on WKHM, News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Also with us tonight, Manchester Family Chiropractic Center, OmniSource, Jerry Jarzinka for prosecutor, And Jamie Grace, Wells Fargo, wise financial advice from Jamie Grace. 30 yard for Lumen. Bo Bell into the secondary. There he goes. 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Lumen Christie. Bo Bell about 40 for a touchdown. They just went with the power I set, and Bell just exploded through the middle of the field. 40 yards for a Titan touchdown.
Again, good offensive line play for the Titans up front. It was a power eye. It was beautiful football for those of us who enjoy watching you run the ball rather than just throw it around the field. On the first play of the second quarter, Bell goes 40 for the Titans, and they lead 20 to nothing.
Abe Johnson on the extra point. That's good. 21-0 Lumen Christie on a 40-yard bolt by Bo Bell. 30-second break right back. Titans dominating here on WKHL.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Larry Mazarek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazarek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back. Abe Johnson has it teed up in the Titans' first play of the second quarter. Bo Bell bursts 40, and it's 21-0. Abe Johnson, low line drive kick, rolling and trickling, and just goes out of bounds down at about the 8-yard line. That'll give Water Valley 35-yard line. Tom out of town.
At the end of the first quarter in Napoleon, there's no score between Napoleon and Michigan Center. And with 6:52 to go in the first quarter at Grass Lake, Grass Lake has kicked a field goal, and they lead Manchester 3-0.
Keep you updated on those games and others. ...21-0, and Water Valley will try it again with their highfalutin spread offense. Right now, the power is beating the spread. They give it to Pickens, and Titans do a good job. He got it out to the 39, 4 yards.
Incredible swarming defense by Lumen Christie, Greg, and that's the, I mean, the offense is great. They've clicked. They've had three possessions and scored three times. But, man alive, is this defense doing a good job on a team that scores 55 points a game.
Back to throw it. Out here in the flat, it's caught. That's ball. Loose. The ball is loose. I think they're going to see what they do.
I thought Lasky
came up with it.
I thought Lasky stripped it, and Cam White came up with it. I'm sorry, Nick Thomas.
They're going to rule him down. And it's going to bring up a third and about a yard. Water Valley catches a break there.
Probably was down.
And there's a flag, a penalty. First flag of the night against Water Valley on the play. And that's holding. And the Titans will walk that back, and it's going to be second and lengthy for the Panthers. Second and about 13. Cameron Rendo, senior, 185, kind of a stocky kid, good athlete at quarterback. And he's back to throw, pops it over the middle, caught, 40-yard line.
He slicked that in there to Tyler Brandt. A good little pump fake there. I think that pump fake bought Brandt another step where he was able to lose his defender, and Watervliet has a pass completion, setting up third down and four.
Back to throw, swings it out here, caught. And that'll be a first down. Got away from one tackler.
That doggone Pickens can run.
He's tough.
He made a move like Bell does on that. He changed directions in a hurry, got one of the Titan defensive backs to slip and fall, and a first down for Watervliet just across midfield.
Football at the 49-yard line. Throw it out here. Whoa, close there. Almost knocked away, almost picked there. Lathers was close. Short gain, about 3 yards.
It probably was Brandt on the catch, and, man, Lathers came up quickly. It almost looked like if he could have almost grabbed that, at least batted it away. Very frantic pace here. 10:21 to go, first quarter, second quarter. Titans lead 21-0.
Hand to Pickens. We have a flag. And Pickens is going to take a shot by three Titans. He got about three. There was a marker right at the snap. We'll see. That was a second and seven. And it is a legal procedure on Watervliet. That'll take it back into Watervliet territory at the 49-yard line. 21-0, Lumen Christi, with 10 to go here in the first half.
According to WBET on Twitter, in the other game at the end of the first quarter, Constantine leads Schoolcraft 7-6.
Second down, let's call it 12 here. Coach Jeremy Andrews out talking to the officials. Decked out in some Bermudas tonight. Second 12. Rendo back to throw it. Hit by Brogan Sullivan. Here's the pass. It's caught. That'll go for a touchdown. Brogan Sullivan was a half step late, and the pass went over the head of the secondary. Lumen had two players back there, but got over the head of Thomas. And
yeah, once he runs past him, there's just nothing they can do. So with 9:48 to go in the first half, it's Lumen Christi 21, Watervliet 6, waiting for this PAT, which, of course, they're going to go for two every time.
Two-point conversion attempt. Rendo looking. He's going to be hit and throws it, intercepted. And that will end the play, picked off by Lathers. Rendo got crushed but didn't go down, and he just threw it to the end zone. And it was picked by Jacob Lathers. And we stay at 21-6, and we'll be back with the onside kick in 30 seconds. You're at 970 and 101.5 FM.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, why is it that our high school athletes need a chiropractic checkup?
Well, sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels, as evidenced by Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps crediting much of their success to chiropractic care. Chiropractic is readily available to top athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance. Our youth and high school athletes can and should receive the same benefits.
Go to DocPenn.com to learn more and download your certificate for a consult and exam.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
9:48. Lumen getting ready for an onside kick, as they do it just about every time. Carlos Hernandez, the kicker. And Lumen Christi has nine players up inside that 40 to 50 yard area. And there's the kick, picked up by Lumen. There goes Lathers all the way. Touchdown, Lumen Christi. Jacob Lathers took the onside kick right down the field, 50 yards. Titan touchdown. Do you believe it? Wow.
52 yards officially on that, and you're going to
teach you.
You're going to run those onside kicks, baby. You'd better cover them. That ball bounced correctly right up into the hands of Jacob Lathers, and Lathers took off straight upfield, 52 yards, and with 9:41 to go in the first half, it's Lumen Christi 27, Water Valete 6.
Unbelievable. Abe Johnson, extra point, good. 28-6. You can't make it up. Probably Lumen's fastest player, Jacob Lathers, caught that bouncing ball on the fly and ran right by the Water Valete kick team, and there was nobody catching Lathers. He was shot right out of a cannon and went 52 for a touchdown. Wow. Crazy first half. Haven't seen that one in a long time. Whoa. Action brought to you by Seymour Ford Lincoln, Penn Chiropractic Center, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, White's Restaurant and Catering, American Title Company, and the Protection Center. 28-6 Lumen. We had a lot of points there in about 10 seconds. Abe Johnson has it teed up. Another Titan kickoff. Kicks it low. Dribbles down here. It's picked up. Run back by Keif. And he got it out near the 40-yard line. Jacob Lathers on the stop for Lumen Christi. With Nick Thomas. And here comes the no-huddle spread. Up-tempo offense of Water Valete. They hit on a bomb last time. Really the only mistake Lumen has made. First down from the 40. Rendo throws it out here. Caught by Pickens. Good tackle by Stanton. Pickens picks up 6 or 7 yards on that quick pass out to the flat. Second down, 3. We have about 9 minutes to go here in the first half. Rendo, there's the quick one to the other side. A lot of blockers out there. They'll get a first down at the 50-yard line. Gang tackling by Lumen there.
Yeah, that's the up-tempo that kind of will give you a little bit of trouble. It's a 28-6 lead for Lumen Christi. Just under 9 minutes to go in the first half, so there's an enormous amount of time, but you can't. You really do have to guard against the letdown after scoring so quickly so many times. These guys score 55 points a game. They're not going to stop.
No, they're going to score some points here. Here's Pickens. And he is drilled.
Kareem, Kareem Harris turned him in.
And Grant Smith cleaned him up. Good job by Grant Smith there. And
Joe's been cheating Kareem Harris up to the line of scrimmage. He's causing Water Valete all kinds of trouble tonight. He did not make that tackle. Smith did. But Kareem Harris turned him into Smith so Smith could clean it up.
Second down and 10. Rendo looking. He's hit! He is buried! Cam White sends Rendo on his rear end back at the 42.
Again,
Cameron White.
Joe Willie is in the head of offensive head coach Jeremy Andrews from Water Valete, and everything the Titans are doing is working.
Third down, about 18 here for Water Valete. Again, they look over to the sideline to get the play. No huddle. And Rendo has Pickens back there. And Water Valiet's going to take a timeout. Boy, I'm going to take a break for some oxygen here. 30 seconds. We're right back on WKHM, WKHM.com, around the world.
Hi, I'm Mike Hurst. Heroin and prescription opioid abuse is causing pain, suffering, and death in our community. Prosecutor Jerry Jarzynka has spearheaded the effort to attack this problem with drug summits and forming the Jackson County Task Force on Heroin and Prescription Drug Abuse. He has been a leader in getting our community involved in the fight against this epidemic. On November 8th, vote for the man who works tirelessly to better our community. Vote to re-elect Prosecutor Jerry Jarzynka.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jerry Jarzynka.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Third down play coming up for Water Valiet. They took a timeout. This is really critical for them, especially if they don't come up with something here and then don't punt. They might wash out in this game early. They have four receivers out. Rendo on third and long. Back to throw it. Looking, has time down the middle. That is caught. Ball's loose. It's ripped away. Picked up by Water Valiet.
Tyler Brandt grabbed it. The ball was caught by Trent Boone. He made a nice crossing pattern, caught the ball in the open. One of the Titans stripped the ball from him as he was still on his feet. But Tyler Brandt from Water Valiet saved the night for them as he was able to grab that ball on the bounce. They ended up getting a few yards. It'll be fourth down.
Yeah, they got about 10, fourth and seven. From the Titan 45, fourth and seven. Titans faking blitzes, whistle, flag.
See, when that slot back went in motion backwards, that was Carlos Hernandez, and then he went back forward. I think that's the violation.
Yeah. And I think those officials might have been alerted to that, Tom.
I just think Hernandez made a mistake on that when he went backwards, and it was too soon because he just kind of lackadaisically walked back to the line of scrimmage. I don't think that was anything called. I think he made a mistake.
I think they did it earlier, though. Fourth down, 11. Titans up 28-6. Rendo back to throw. Lobs it down the middle, and that is knocked away by Stanton. Great coverage by Lumen Christie's Luke Stanton, number 14. Terrific job down the middle of the field.
Yeah, I'm glad to see the trend away from calling every little touch like that because Stanton got on his shoulder pretty good, but it's not called in this day and age anymore, and that'll give the ball back to Lumen Christie.
And Lumen takes over near midfield. In fact, they're going to put it right down at the 50-yard line. They're up 28-6, and you don't want to score too early here. You just want to run the clock, exactly. And here comes Minder. And he's loose. Kyle Minder just tripped up at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, 10, 12 yards at a crack would be sufficient.
Yeah.
You don't need to go all
that
50
works.
At once. Nice little run again up the gut. Again, that center, Ben Pelletier. Austin Maynard, Noah Morris, Keegan Smith at right tackle, the freshman, Zach Irwin, the tight end, Dayton Keller, good fullback in Kyle Minder. Man, good offensive football team.
First down at the 40. There's Minder again. Bo Bell got a couple. Second and eight. 38-yard line, second down and eight for the Titans. Troy Kucha talking to Herb Brogan. It is 28-6 with 5:40 to go here in the first half. Titans in full command. And again, they have made no mistakes. Here's Bo Bell Bell Slash has almost busted that one. That ball came out late. And that should be a first down, and it will be at the 29-yard line. That's twice, though. Ball's dropped the ball, and he's got to hang on to that. First down at the Water Valley 29. And Lumen in no hurry here again. Irwin, Maynard, Pelletier, Morris Smith up front. And Kucha back to throw. That's caught. Cam White is all the way down near the five-yard line.
Again, that's where the Titans have probably improved more than anywhere else from the beginning of the season is Kucha with great footwork, and he delivered that football on a bullet to Cameron White, made a great two-handed grab, and the Titans are knocking on the door.
Six-yard line for Cam White.
Remember at the beginning of the season, he didn't throw the ball with that much authority, and now he's really putting it he's throwing it with some zip, and he's putting it right on the receiver's
hand. Pitch to Bell. He got away from a tackler, and down he goes. Probably lost a yard. It's back. He lost about a foot. Be goal to go from, we'll call it the 7. 4.5 to go here in the first half. Titans up 28-6 here on Spring Arbor Road. Going to a power set. Two tight ends. Back to throw Kucha. Kucha has to learn to throw the ball away. He just does not do that, and he gets knocked down at the 10-yard line. It's not open. Throw it away. Third down now from the 10-yard line.
Yeah, that's tough. The two short receivers were covered, and then Dayton Keller got open, but by the time he'd gotten open, Kucha had run out of time to get it to him.
About the 11-yard line here. Kucha. Trap play, Bo Bell up the middle, diving, he's close. Lumen says he's in. He's right at the goal line.
Motion and flow went to the right, Bell back to the left, cut back up the gut, got inside the 1 yard line on fourth down now.
Fourth down, about 2 feet. 3 minutes to go in the half. And Herb's going to let the clock run down, take a timeout here on fourth. We'll keep it right here. There's the timeout. Lumen will talk over this fourth down. Out of town, Tom?
Got a wild one going on in Division 6 at Napoleon. With 4:38 to go in the first half, Napoleon scored to take a 13-7 lead over Michigan Center. And about 13 seconds later, Michigan Center scored to take a 14-13 lead over Napoleon. With 5.5 to go in the second, Grass Lake leads Manchester 10-7. At the end of the first quarter, it's Constantine 7 and Schoolcraft 6. Those are all the Division 6 games that are in our region. In Division 5, Columbia Central has a 19-14 lead over Southfield Bradford with 9.5 to go in the first half. And in Division 7, Homer leads Dansville 11-6 in the middle of the second quarter.
Here come the Titans. They have Bo Bell in the power eye formation. From the one, Cam White in motion. They give to Minder. Touchdown, Lumen Christi. Kyle Minder for the touchdown. Good. good surge by the Titan offensive front. I mean, they had 11 in the box, and
yeah,
they just pushed them into the end zone.
Yeah, they dig it out, and what more can you say? They don't patty cake with you. They're not zone blocking. These kids are going straight ahead. Good job by the offensive line, and their coach, Dan Horn, is one of the biggest places where this team has improved.
Abe Johnson, wow, he's really booming these extra points. It's 35-6. Take a break. Back with a Titan kick again. In 30 seconds on 970 and 101.5 FM.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township, the Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Now we're back here on Spring Arbor Road. 2:42 left to go in the first half. Johnson kicks it deep. And they pitch it around back there. Try to get to the sideline. Good hit by Lumen at the 28. That was Grant Smith on the kick team. Just laid some lumber on Trent Boone. And Water Valiet will start. They're going to put him right at the 30-yard line. Titan goal here. Keep him out of the end zone here in the last 2.5 minutes. Rendo out of the gun with Pickens. Running option. Pickens got away from one. He will not get away from the other ones. Way back inside the 20-yard line.
Sam Meisner for Lumen Christi on the tackle, but there were green shirts swarming all over the place. Quarterback Cameron Rendo has nowhere to go tonight, and this is a complete team effort by Lumen Christi. They
terrific.
Are all over the place.
Rendo out of the gun. No huddle. Clock runs. He runs. They run a little inside reverse. Lumen missed a tackle, and he pops it out past the 30, 32-yard line.
That was a pretty good football run there by number 10. I think that was Trent Boone. He cut it. Kareem Harris stayed there on Biaker, bootleg end around, counter in reverse. He just cut back inside of him. The flow got caught up, and they got a few yards.
Third and 7. Titans blitzing. Rendo throws. It's caught. Depends where they're going to give him a first down. Kind spot out of, over the 40-yard line.
Tyler Brandt, number 3, caught the ball for Water Valiet right on that far sideline in front of Water Valiet coach Jeremy Andrews, and it'll be a first down. But we're down to a minute and 25 seconds to go in the first half, and the clock is running.
Water Valiet got out of that hole when they lost 10 on first down. Now they have a first at their 40. They're in a big hole. Rendo throws it long. Got a man out there. Incomplete. Got behind Stanton. But the pass just slightly overthrown. Rendo can wheel and deal it.
You ain't kidding. And these kids can run, but this is... I mean, as I mentioned a minute ago, it's total team effort by Lumen Christi because, to be honest with you, last week against Beecher, they were having success against Lumen Christi's defensive backs.
And Tyler Brandt was the intended.
And these kids, I mean, they're playing so much better up front and the linebacker play and keeping them contained.
Rendo back, just a 4-man rush. He throws down the middle. And what a catch at the Titan 45.
Garrett
Matthews. Diving catch. by Garrett Matthews.
That was a pretty nice grab right on the 45-yard line of Lumen Christie. So the clock will start as soon as the chains are set. 59 seconds and counting in the first half.
Rendo back to throw. Loops it out. Pickens. And Bobby Willis came up, stuck a shoulder into him.
Good game so far by Willis over there.
Two yards.
You're on an island by yourself. That was kind of a screen-type look. I think they were anticipating Joe was going to send some people. And a little screen pass. Titans closed
clock
it up.
Clock running. Second down, Rendo. Looking. He's going to be hit. Down he goes. Kyle Minder grabbed him.
And a good play up front. Minder actually had to come back to get him. He had gotten so much penetration into the Water Valete backfield.
That's at least, I think that's three timeouts. Be third and eight, but the goal here with 25 seconds, you don't really, you're not worried about a first down. You're just trying to keep them out of the end zone here on this final possession. Lumen will get the ball to start the second half. Leading here 35-6. Tom out of town.
In Division 6, Grass Lake has scored another touchdown just before the end of the first half. So a minute 36 to go before the half. It's Grass Lake 17, Manchester 7.
That game tonight on K105.3.
And the winner of that one will play the winner of the Michigan Center-Napoleon game. And Michigan Center was leading Napoleon 14-13 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Third down, Rendo is in the gun near the 50-yard line. Just 25 seconds left. He's back to throw it. Looking, loops it over the middle, and that is incomplete. That pass intended for Trent Boone, overthrown, brings up a fourth down.
He was the only receiver deep. The Titans had three kids back there, so even if he had caught it, I'm sure they would have tackled him. Kind of hoping that one of those bounce and tip for a Titan interception.
Fourth down, Rendo. Out of the gun is, again, back near the 50. Minder's right on him. He throws incomplete. That pressure by Minder forces an incompletion.
I'm telling you, you keep the quarterback's feet moving like that, and he can't get set, and he can't throw it as he normally would.
What a terrific job by the Lumen defensive coaches. This is not
No
thing to defend.
No, and you can't let up for one instant.
And these guys
and they haven't.
Like you said, Tom, they are fast.
Yeah, this Water Valete's lightning quick at every position.
So Lumen has a football 43-yard line. Looks like they're just going to take a knee. And they do. And we go to halftime. Lumen Christie 35, Water Valete 6. We hit just about 8 o'clock here on WKHM Jackson. Take a quick, we'll take a 1 minute break. We'll come back, check some scores. We have a feature on the Saturday Michigan State game coming up here on WKHM, Newstalk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop. Brembo, Homer, Michigan. Promoting safety in the workplace and in the community. When on the water this fall, remember, fall weather can change quickly. You should always be prepared for possible cold, windy, and wet weather, even if the sun is shining. Stay closer to the shore so you can turn back when the weather changes. Bring appropriate clothing, such as warm coats, rain gear, and gloves.
Brembo of Homer, Michigan, just 15 minutes west of Jackson.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, why is it that our high school athletes need a chiropractic checkup?
Well, sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels, as evidenced by Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps crediting much of their success to chiropractic care. Chiropractic is readily available to top athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance. Our youth and high school athletes can and should receive the same benefits.
Go to DocPenn.com to learn more and download your certificate for a consult and exam.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantry. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Thank you, Bob Richardson. There's Bob, longtime sponsor of just about everything around here. And he'll sponsor our Subway Sub Shop player of the game. We have a couple former Titans listening in tonight. Former Titan offensive lineman recently graduated from Western Michigan. Tuned in over in Kalamazoo tonight. Big Sean Delius, 72. Steve Heslaw, 71. They said they'd come back when they retire their numbers. They're enjoying the broadcast tonight.
Yeah, I bet
35-6.
They are.
I think they're scouting for P.J. Fleck tonight, if you know what I mean.
Hey, they're graduates. That's
yeah. Tom, what do you got out of town?
In Division 7, Concord leads Springport 7-6 at the half. Homer was leading Dansville 11-6, and the winner of those would play each other. Down south, Morenci leads Pittsburgh 21-14, and Sand Creek leads Clinton 6-0. And this is Clinton, you know, dropping down to Division 7 after being a Division 6 state finalist a year ago. So Sand Creek 6, Clinton nothing at the half. Columbia Central was leading Southfield Bradford 19-14 with 9 minutes to go in the first half. Chuck Waller's just checked in. It's halftime at Napoleon, where Michigan Center has a 14-13 lead at Napoleon. And then with about, it's probably halftime by now. There was a minute and a half last time we checked in the first half. It was Grass Lake 17, Manchester 7. And I'll get an updated score in a moment, but at the end of the first quarter, the opposite game in this bracket, in this district, was Constantine 7, Schoolcraft 6.
Take a two-minute break. We'll come back. We have a feature on the Michigan-Michigan State game that you'll hear on the network tomorrow. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're at the half. Blooming Christie, 35, Waterville 6, on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
A wise man once said a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just getting started planning your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack V. Butterfield Investment will provide the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com.
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop.
Are you an elite athlete in Jackson County?
Did you know that chiropractic treats more than injuries and can help you reach your full potential on and off the field?
I am Coley Crowley. I went there during my sophomore year because I had a back injury during football season, and he helped me recover and get back to the next game. It was just easy to connect with him. Great atmosphere in that office. Got a pain. He knows how to treat it. He was always there anytime that I needed.
Manchester Family Chiropractic, located on the corner of McCain and Robinson, can help to get you back in the game and reach your full potential. Call 962-2178 today to schedule your first appointment.
Halftime here at Lumen Christi with the Titans and Water Valley. We'll have some more scores coming up, and of course the second half World Series going on tonight. If you're looking for that, 101.9 FM, game 3 from Wrigley Field. And of course Saturday at noon, we'll have both versions of Michigan at Michigan State here on 970 and 101.5. It will be Jimmy Brandstatter and Dan Dierdorf, George Blaha, Jason Strayhorn and company over on 101.9 FM. The coaches this week at their press conferences. Let's start with Mark D'Antonio.
We'll look forward to the challenge there that comes with it. I think Coach Harbaugh's done a tremendous job there, obviously. Probably truly one of the best coaches maybe that have come through whether it's college coaching or the NFL in past years, obviously very well established, and he's got things going down there. They've been very, very impressive offensively, defensively, and special teams. When you look at their special teams, obviously, you got to look at Peppers, what he's capable of doing back there, so he's always a threat. Look at defense. I think they have 10 seniors of the 11 starters, so Jordan Lewis back in the back end. I guess Peppers at the linebacker position. And then, Chris Wormley and Tackle Charlton probably are at the front four, are probably their headline guys. Look at them offensively, again, another veteran football team with quarterback who's in his fifth year, I believe. Also Darbaugh and Chesson, who are seniors and very productive players, along with Butt. They use an assortment of running backs, and the offensive line is established. So good football team. With all that that's going on, I also want to mention Drew Sharp, and offer my condolences again to his family and his friends. He was quite the guy. I don't think there's any question about that. And he always brought something to the table. I always thought he, as I said last week, I always thought that he had a different, he always had a little bit of a different line of questioning with you. I thought he was genuinely a good person when you got to sit down and talk with him. And he was always... I always had a little smile for you and a little joke for you on the side. So I appreciate him being here. And it's the first time in 10 years that I've been here that he would not have been here for this press conference. So,
Mark D'Antonio at his press conference this week. And here's Coach Jim Harbaugh.
Jim, reading some of the players' postgame comments from Saturday, they talked about how last year you kind of let the finish of the game sink in a little bit. But since that game, you guys have gone 11-1 over two seasons. So is that something where that kind of has fueled them since, or this week it's really going to come out in an aggressive form?
This is a big game for us, championship type of ball game. Our preparations will need to be at their best. Really don't have much more to say about it than that. That says it all.
Jim, just kind of curious, what are your thoughts about the job that Mark has done in East Lansing, specifically the 6 years, and then kind of just connecting that to where you guys are going? It's like two programs this season going in opposite direction. They're struggling. You guys are at your highest point in about 10 years. I was just kind of curious on your thoughts of what Mark's done and the year that they're having.
Is there a question in there?
Yeah. What do you think of the job that Mark has done? And I guess when you look at the struggles, I mean, it's uncharacteristic.
He's done a great job. One of the best college football coaching jobs in the history of the game. It's been at the highest level.
What do you make of the struggles this year that they're having?
It doesn't matter what's happened before this week for us or for an opponent. It never does. It matters what happens on the game day. So we know the task in front of us. We know the challenge. And it's up to us to get prepared to play that game so we can go out there confident and execute and have a chance to being successful. They're a very good football team. We know we'll be tough to beat. We know they'll be tough to beat. So,
one more time, the almost unbelievable, mind-numbing finish last year.
So now Michigan has, they're going to punt the ball here, 4th and 2.
And let me tell you, folks, nobody is deep. Spartans coming after him. Bad snap. Bobble. Oh! Scooped up. Here come the Spartans. Down the sideline. Racing into the end zone.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Racing into the end zone is Jalen.
Oh, my God.
Watts. Jackson. Touchdown, MSU.
Touchdown.
Folks, no flags.
The no flags.
Oh, my God.
Piling on each other in the end zone. It's over. The Spartans win again.
Oh, my God.
The Spartans win again.
George, what a call. My God. My God. How did that happen?
George Blah, Jason Strayhorn on the Spartan broadcast of that incredible finish last season. Again, noon kickoff, all the action here on 970, 101.5, and 101.9 FM. Back with more high school football from Lumen Christi. Their battle with Water Valete is next here on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
We have Dr. Penn here from Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, why is it that our high school athletes need a chiropractic checkup?
Well, sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels, as evidenced by Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps crediting much of their success to chiropractic care. Chiropractic is readily available to top athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance. Our youth and high school athletes can and should receive the same benefits.
Go to DocPenn.com to learn more and download your certificate for a consult and exam.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones, drive extra slow, and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back. GOC, Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell. Tonight, a lot of scorers here. And we have a couple minutes before the start of the second half. Lumen leading here, 35-6. At halftime, Tom.
I was able to write 27 scores down. I want you to remember them all. in the opposite bracket of this game, the
I'll
winner.
Be lucky if I can remember this one.
Well, the winner will play the winner of the Schoolcraft Constantine game. It's now Schoolcraft 20, Constantine 14, and all of our scores are at the half. In the other district, Grass Lake leads Manchester 17-7, and Michigan Center leads Napoleon 14-13. Now, in Division 5, Columbia Central leads Southfield Bradford 19-14, and the winner would play Ida, who's leading Stockbridge 20-0 in Division 5. In 7, Concord leads Springport 7-6, and Homer leads Dansville 25-14. So the district championship, the way it stands now, would be Homer and Concord. Morenci leads Pittsford 21-14, and Sand Creek leads Clinton 6-0. Outstate, Byron Center leads Zeeland East 24-0. East Grand Rapids leads Cadillac 46-0, and Muskegon leads Forest Hills Northern 28-7. Chelsea leads Vicksburg 21-0. It's Hudsonville Unity Christian 10, Three Rivers 0. And Lowell leads Greenville 28-10. In the CAAC, Grand Ledge is getting beat. Granville 22, Grand Ledge 0. Rockford leads Hudsonville 17-7. Grand Rapids West Catholic is hammering Lansing Catholic Central 21-0. Mason leads Fowlerville 21-14. Grand Rapids Christian leads Zeeland West 20-16. And Grand Rapids South Christian and Benton Harbor are tied at 14. DeWitt and East Lansing are tied at 7. Sexton leads Williamston 20-7. Warren Cousineau leads Birmingham Brother Rice 10-7. In Division 6, Montrose leads Langsburg 24-7. And it's Ravenna over Lakeview 28-7. And I bring up Ravenna because if the state decided to put Ravenna into the district with Constantine Schoolcraft and Water Valete, you know, we'd be playing Manchester right now. Actually, Manchester would have went to Detroit, and we'd have been playing Michigan Center. So a lot of things can happen, and it's just the way you got to look at the entire state. But that's all 27 scores that I have. The 28th is this one. It's Lumen Christi 35, Water Valete 6, as we get ready to kick this second half off.
Onside kick, and the ball is recovered by Lumen right at the 50-yard line. Nice job.
Could have been Dayton Keller, Greg, big one on the recovery. Did a nice job. Didn't try to pick that up. It was rolling on the ground, just fall on it, as opposed to Jacob Lathers, who the ball bounced right up into his number 5, and he caught it and went 52 for the score to give the Titans a 28-6 lead, and they go and score again to lead 35-6 here at the
half. Bo Bell, 15 carries, 123 yards in the first half. And here's a little buck up the middle for 2. That was Kyle Minder. Minder had 3 carries, 33 yards. Troy Kucha was 3 of 3, 24 yards and a touchdown. And Cameron Rendo was 16 of 27, 174 yards. He had the 1 touchdown bomb. Other than that, it was a struggle against the Titan defense. 2nd and 8, we're just underway here in the 3rd on WKHL. Bo Bell, the lone running back. He has it. He has room. Bell is hog-tied, and he runs right through it. First down, Lumen, 33-yard line.
He ran through a tackle of probably Water Valete's best defensive player, Ryan Chizik. Chizik went high up through the shoulder pad, almost the helmet area. Bell went right through him and just burst through and got a first down.
Bell is not big, but, man, is he sturdy.
Yeah, he is. He's a weightlifting, workout-type kid.
34-yard line, Lumen Christi with a first down. As Water Valete onside kick, Titans start from the 50. They pitch to Bell. He's going to throw it long and incomplete. Tried the halfback pass.
Yeah, he threw it down there to Tobin Stanton. And
surprising call.
Pickens was right there. Pickens did a great job stride for stride with Stanton on that. You sold it out. I mean, on first down, you just throw it. Make sure you throw it far enough that Pickens can't grab it. And they just basically, when it fell incomplete, it wasted a down. It'll be second and 10.
Bell the tailback on second and 10. He has it. Look at him run. Pretty good tackle there on Bell. He got about 8 yards. That was the quarterback, Rendo, who made the tackle.
Yeah, when your quarterback, as we mentioned, has to play defense, and the Titans are wearing him out as a quarterback, and then he's got to play defense as well, that gives you an idea of the depth of Lumen Christie. Yes.
Third down and 2 for the Titans. Pretty large crowd here, and a lot of them standing around the field. And Bell slides for a first down. Good patient run by Bo Bell. And he's down to the 21-yard line.
Chizik again and 55 Blake Kinsler on the tackle for the Panthers of Water Valete. About 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lumen Christie leads Water Valete 35-6.
Kucha back in. Play from Herb Brogan. And Sean Brogan upstairs. Calling the numbers here. Lathers, Meisner are split. Minder. He is loose. Up the middle. He's a bull. Another first down. He's inside the 10-yard line.
Half fullback bucket 6. I'm telling you, it might be the best play in football, and they run it well. And that's over that left side. Again, Pelletier at center, and Austin Maynard, the left guard, Zach Irwin, the left tackle.
I know that's your favorite play.
Yes. I mean, if you can't stop the fullback buck, you really have little chance of doing anything else.
9-yard line for Lumen.
And I just assume keep running it until they stop it.
Up 35-6. We could have a running clock here pretty quick. 9 yards away. Touchdown, Lumen! Kyle Minder again.
They ran the fullback buck at 6 again. 9 yards for a score. And with 9:16 to go, oh, flag.
Man. See what happened here. There was a flag. It's on them. Touchdown will count. Face mask.
Face mask against Water Valete will be enforced on the kickoff.
Abe Johnson out for the extra point. Wind that clock. Kucha on the hold. And the Titans took it right down the field, 50 yards. Extra point, he yanked it. But the Titans still up by 35. We're right back on 970 and 101.5 FM. All Lumen.
Hi, my name is Gary Schutte. Recently, I retired as a detective with the Jackson Police Department after 25 years of experience, most of which spent investigating serious high-profile felony cases. I have worked closely with Prosecutor Jerry Jarzynka and his office, preparing and presenting several major cases for jury trial with outstanding results. Jerry is the only candidate with prosecution experience and the only candidate with experience trying serious high-profile felony cases. On November 8th, please join me in voting for experience. Vote to re-elect Prosecutor Jerry Jarzynka.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jerry Jarzynka.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back. Titans by 35. We're not even 3 minutes into the third quarter. You're on 970, 101.5 FM. Getting a lot of scores in. We'll keep you updated with Tom Ratchford. All the scores tomorrow morning for Polly's Country Markets Sports Saturday program, 101.9 FM. Abe Johnson has it teed up at the 45-yard line. That was apparently a 5-yard face mask. Kicks it deep, and that is into the end zone. Can't run it back. And Watervliet from the 20-yard line.
These games go hand in hand. You can't just say the defense played terrifically or the offense played terrifically. It's hand in hand. But could you even fathom that Lumen Christi would hold Watervliet to 6 points?
No.
All the way through the first half and the first 3 minutes of the second?
They played just about a perfect half, Tom.
Just about. And they've got him on the run, Greg. And now with the – it's the point differential rule. The clock is going to run except for, you know, timeouts, penalties, injuries, and a score. So we've got a running clock in the pre-district.
Rendo carries it up the middle and runs for a couple yards out to about the 22. Took a pretty good shot from a couple gold helmets.
And with the exception of Watervliet's score, which was a 49-yard touchdown pass, a really nice play. Brandt caught it, and he could fly. I mean, other than that, the Titans have had Watervliet absolutely mystified. Everything they've tried to do, there's a green shirt right in front of them.
Second down and 8 from the 22. Rendo back to throw. A little jump pass over the middle, and this one is trouble. Brandt down the sideline. Willis misses him, and he's dragged down at the 4-yard line.
Kareem Harris dragged him down, and he was involved in the play right over the middle, and I'm going to give that kid a lot of credit. He hustled down the field, made a touchdown-saving tackle at the 5-yard line.
Right back up to the line from the 4-yard line. That was a long one. And the clock runs. Rendo looking. Loops it out here. And was that was caught. No touchdown at about the 2-yard line.
Carlos Hernandez caught that, and it's going to be placed right about the 2. Jacob Lathers on the coverage over there in the far corner of the end zone.
Pickens back there. I'll be surprised if he doesn't get it. They throw it out to Pickens, and he walks into the end zone.
Little swing pass up the left side. It's really tough to defend that. Pickens caught it, got into the end zone. So a 7-10 to go in the third quarter. It's Lumen Christi 41, Watervliet 12.
So that's two long pass plays. That was actually about a 15-yard pass, but that quickness, they throw for 2, they throw it out here on the side. Oh, big hit by Lumen. Whoa, Pickens got torched by about 5 gold helmets. Didn't come close to the end zone on the extra point. We stay at 41-12. Quick break. We'll come back for the onside kick. 970 and 101.5 FM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Comes an onside kick for Watervliet. 41-12, Lumen. Hernandez will kick. We think. and the Titans all up there. They have six or seven. And this one will not travel 10 yards. Good job by Lumen. They fall on it before it might have traveled 10. Good job by Alex Lasky. And another short field here for Lumen. They'll start at the Waterville 48-yard line.
Well, the Titans have done a good job controlling the game defensively and then controlling it offensively because they're controlling the line of scrimmage. And
I haven't seen any punts.
No, and they're able to run the ball, and they're not throwing it all over the place. What no, I think it was twice.
Three of three.
Three of three. So that's how you win games. You control the line of scrimmage.
And they have a 10 in the box. They're just – they'll let Lumen throw it. And there's Bell. Off left tackle, and he just drives his way for about six or seven.
Bryant Keeft on the tackle, number five, their tall, slender defensive end, just was able to get one hand on him. Real nice gain, 6 yards on first down, baby. That's a win.
That is a big win. Second down and four. The ball's at the 43-yard line of Waterville. Stanton split wide right. Kyle Mender jumps through the line. He's close to a first down. He's right at the stick. In fact, I think they're going to give it to him. And that will be a first down right at the 39-yard line. Good run by Mender, who jumped over a couple defenders. Up front for the Titans, Zach Irwin, Austin Maynard, Ben Pelletier, Noah Morris, the freshman, Keegan Smith. Pitch to Bo Bell. Bo cuts inside. He's got six or seven more yards.
Mender, the fullback, on that punch-out block, absolutely drilled Cameron Rendell, the force back.
I think he enjoys that.
Yeah.
Clock down to 5:40 to go in the third.
Hey, a couple of other scores. At the half, Hudson was leading Detroit Delta 28-0. And Ida has just scored again, so it looks like it's going to be over for Stockbridge. It's Ida 28, Stockbridge nothing.
Titans have a second and four. Up 41-12. Kucha. Mender. He's close again to a first down. He's got about 4 yards. He's right at the stick. And that's just what they want. Grind it out.
Yep.
Keep your defense off the field. Give them a break. First down, Lumen Christie. Ball's at the Waterville 29. And they look almost helpless, Tom. And this is not a bad team.
Oh, gosh,
stretch.
No. 7:19 left in the third. Constantine retakes the lead over Schoolcraft, 21-20.
Titans take a timeout. Let's keep it right here. Tom's got a lot of scores. Action brought to you by County National Bank. Jackson area Subway Sub Shops. Collector Zone inside Peterson Jewelers. Jenko Boot Shop downtown. Jack V. Butterfield Investments. Jerry Jarzynka for prosecutor with us tonight. Jamie Grace, Wells Fargo Advisors. 4:44, Titans took a timeout on first down from the 29. So Constantine up 21-20 over Schoolcraft.
7:19 to go in the third. Long way to go.
Long way to go.
Division 5 game, Ithaca leads, and I forgot who Ithaca was playing. I got a list here. But they lead 47-0 at the half. It's 47-7 Ithaca. And did you hear what they did? Their field was unplayable, so they changed the game to Alma College.
First down here for Lumen. Bo Bell ran into a brick wall there, but he still pounded out about 3 yards. Getting up, limping. Garrett Matthews for Water Valete.
Which, by Ithaca doing that, just think back 6-7 years ago when we went to Columbia Central at Dundee. What a miserable, awful place that was. Dundee had no business hosting that game on that. That was muck. That was only
disgrace.
That was a field for planting onions. And good for Ithaca to change that game to a good, clean surface.
Might be the first penalty of the night on Lumen. That was a 2nd and 7. Five-yard walk-off will bring up a 2nd and 12. Cam White shaken up. Don't want to lose him, and he looks like he's hurting. Left arm or shoulder,
Tom.
Could
be a stinger.
Hopefully.
Boy, Granville just scored again on Grand Ledge. It's Granville 37, Grand Ledge nothing.
Titans come out at 2nd and 12. Go to Bell. Nothing doing there, just a yard or so.
You know, Water Valete is tough, and those two guys, that was 5, Kieft, and 24, Dylan Lynch, they bent Bell backwards. And, boy, you hate to see that when your trunk gets bent back, when your feet, your spikes are planted into the turf, and you get bent back like that.
Third down and 10. They have not been in many of these tonight. In fact, I can't think of one. So that 5-yard penalty.
I think we've got an equipment issue here. Got a final in the city. Elginak has beaten Detroit Denby 14-0. And middle of the third, it's South Lyon over Walled Lake Western 24-10. Portland leads Grand Rapids Kelvin Christian 29-3, and Ithaca leads Belding 47-7.
Hand off just a couple yards here on third down. Interesting call. Be fourth down and about 7 here for Lumen.
I think the only other time Titans have had fourth down, didn't they score on the...
fourth and one.
Yeah. That little run by Minder.
And Bo Bell comes out. Titans will go here on 4th and 7. Kucha. Willis in motion. Flare it out. Lathers, first down, Lumen Christi. Jacob Lathers showing his great speed, took that stop pass out in the flat.
I think he was in the slot, and the other up back was, I want to say, Nick Thomas that threw that inside block to release him.
And Bobby Willis got out there. Don't see him on offense much. 15-yard line, good play by the Titans, good call. By the offensive staff.
Over in Schoolcraft, they answered and scored, so they even got the 2-point conversion. So Schoolcraft leads Constantine 28-21.
Minder up the middle for a couple. Lumen just grinding the clock away here in the third, 90 seconds left. Dr. Tompkins over here looking at Cam White. He's had a very, very solid game for the Titans. Yeah, shut that window.
I'm in shirt sleeves. You guys are all...
Second down. Bo Bell. What a move. A drag down. That was a good play by Brand, who just got his jersey and dragged him down. at around the 7-yard line or so.
Third down and three.
See where they mark it. Looks like it'll be third and a long three. And we're probably into our last play of the quarter.
Well, this is a thing of beauty because Lumen Christi has taken, well, the last 7 minutes. This is a seven-minute drive after
big fourth down pass play.
Yeah, after they had scored, they scored at the 7-10 mark, and Lumen Christi has kept the ball the entire time. That's a thing of beauty.
They go trips to the right. Minder is out. And they give it to Bell up the middle. And he did not get the first down. That'll end the quarter. They'll have a fourth and about two coming up. When we come back, we're after three. Lumen Christi, 41. Water Valete, 12. Back in a minute on WKHM News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle.
Right now, get a 2015 Ford Taurus SEL, stock number 47028, $27,094 for everyone, or 72 months at 0% financing. No plan necessary, tax, title, and fees extra. All factory rebates to dealer. See dealer for details.
For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Shop player, Subway Sub Shop player of the game afterwards. And a quarter to go for Lumen Christi. And they're at the ball's at about the 6-yard line. They need 2 yards for first down. It's fourth down. They go into the power eye set. Last time they did this, they gave it to Minder. This time they go to Bo Bell, and touchdown, Lumen Christi! Bo Bell again! Zach Irwin just caved in the defense. And Bell slid right off his rear end, right to the pylon. Nobody touched him.
Well, the Titans have now scored on the first play of the second quarter and the first play of the fourth quarter and opened up a 47-12 lead on the first play here of the fourth quarter. So 11:56 to go in the fourth, waiting the Titans' PAT by Abe Johnson.
A couple high snaps on these. This one's good. Kick's good. And Lumen is up 48-12. Keep it here. So they'll be Schoolcraft wins tonight. They'll go to Schoolcraft next, I would assume, Friday night. Constantine wins. They'll stay right here. That was quite a drive. They ground it right out. Two big fourth down successes for the Titans there. And we'll get back to a running clock here to start this fourth quarter. Again, Schoolcraft has retaken the lead from Constantine. 28. We'll check with Ratch on that score.
Johnson kicking up.
Abe Johnson just punches one down here. It's scooped up. Run back out over the 40. Kifed. Chased out of bounds. Outside the 45.
Knocked out of bounds by Jim Barrett.
That ground ball kick went right to Keif, who was at about the 30 and was easily able to get it back out over the 45. Oh, here comes Water Valley. Throw one out here in the flat, incomplete. Pickens couldn't hold on. Tom out of town.
Grass Lake still leads 17-7 against Manchester with 25 seconds left in the third quarter.
Second down and 10 here for Water Valley.
And at the end of the third, Mason leads Fowlerville 28-21.
They run a reverse. Oh, Lumen was back there, but they missed a tackle. And they'll pick up a couple yards out to the 40.
But again, the Titans are so well coached. Their outside people stay home and take care of Biaker. Bootleg, end around, counter, reverse, and you won't catch them on it. And they were right there. They did get a couple of yards, but it wasn't the, you know, the damaging play that it could have been.
Third down and 6. Over the middle, that's incomplete low. And another fourth down coming up for Water Valley, and they don't punt.
I'm telling you, you keep the quarterback's feet moving like that, and you make it very difficult for him to set and throw.
Pretty good coverage out there for Lumen. That was Jacob Lathers that time. And it's Rendo and it's Pickens in the backfield. Rendo back to throw. Rushed, he loops it out here, caught. And that'll be a first down at the 32-yard line.
Single coverage by Luke Stanton. He made the tackle. Kind of a crossing pattern there. Clock remains running, 9:20 to go in the game. Titans lead 48-12.
Rendell throws over the middle, caught. Good hit there by Stanton. He drilled Tyler Brandt. That'll be a first down at the 23-yard line. Here's another throw. Now he's going to run. Now he throws. And nice catch. About the 7-yard line.
Tyler Brandt's a good football player. Yeah. He reached out with his left hand and made a one-handed grab of that down inside the 10-yard line.
Rendo back to throw over the middle. Touchdown. Had a man wide open in the end zone.
That was Trent Boone, and he just leaked through right at a post pattern. Eventually it was going to happen, so the clock will stop now. 8:27 to go in the game. Lumen Christi leads 48-18.
Two-point conversion coming up. Their other two did not work out very well. Let's see what happens here. It's 48-18. They hand it off and might have got there. Close. Pickens did get in for the two. Well, that'll make it 48-20. With 8:27 left. Action tonight brought to you by Seymour Ford Lincoln, Advanced Fluid Technologies, White's Restaurant and Catering, Penn Chiropractic Center, Jackson Public Schools, Northwest Community Schools, Lumen Christi Catholic Schools, all part of our coverage all year long here on both 970, 101.5, and K105.3. Oh, we'll get another onside kick again here for Water Valley. So they've scored a couple times here in the second half. That was their best drive of the game. The other two came on a couple long plays, individual plays. And here comes the onside kick. And Lumen all over it again. 48-yard line. And Lumen 52 yards away from another touchdown. Tom out of town.
Got a Division VI upset in the making over at Napoleon with 6:49 left in the game. It is Michigan Center 24, Napoleon 13.
They did beat Grass Lake. Well, they might get a chance to try that again.
Yeah, they're on that three-game winning streak. They won the crossover last week, I think, down at Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to knock Grass Lake over on that field goal at the buzzer.
Here come the Titans. And that looked like Brogan Sullivan. Brogan Sullivan's first carry of the night, and he got about 3 yards. Bring up a second and seven. Under 8 minutes to go here in the football game. Lumen up 48-20. Titans will take their time here, certainly. Sullivan stays in the backfield. He's got it again, and not much there. Lumen's not going to do much fancy here. They're just want to run the clock. Bring up a third and six. And Nick Thomas, we haven't seen much of him on offense tonight in for Lumen Christi.
Boy, if they could pull off another one of those 7 yard, 7 minute drives, just keep the ball right away from the Panthers the rest of the game. Titans, we're about 6:50 to go in the game.
Lumen takes the time. They were, I think, running out of time there.
It's all right.
So they take a time with third and six. Let's take a quick break. 30-second timeout. We're right back at 970, 101.5 FM.
No matter what happens in your future, you need to be ready for it. You need to set goals for it, save for it, and invest carefully. Most of all, you need a strategy. This is Casey Sykes, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. As your financial advisor, I'll work with you to create a strategy, one based on the realities of both your life and the financial world, based on your specific situation. Call the Augustine Group today at 768-7709. Tomorrow is based on what you do today.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC, CRC 150-2268-05/16.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lumen Christi has a third, about seven here. They're at the Water Valley 48-yard line. Bo Bell, the lone running back. Kucha hands it off to Bell on a delay. Look out. There he goes, Bo Bell, touchdown Lumen, 48 yards for Bo Bell. That was the draw play of the decade right there. Goodness. You believe that? Bo Bell is just unreal.
He is, and that was, how about the setup by the Titans again? So well, yeah, so well prepared, and they're just confident in whatever they do. 48 yards right up the gut, Bo Bell, and with 6:42 to go in the game, it's Lumen Christi 54 and Water Valley 20.
Extra point good. Bo Bell, 219 yards, according to the official stat man here, John Cummings. 219 for Bo Bell, and that was a nifty one there. Out of town.
With 10:23 to go in the fourth quarter, Constantine scores to tie it back up. So it's Constantine 28, Schoolcraft 28, 10:23 to go in the game. The winner, of course, of the Constantine Schoolcraft game will play Lumen Christi next Friday night.
Go, Constantine. Keep me out of Schoolcraft. Whatever you do. So back to a running clock here, 6:42 left. Titans up by 35. Tom?
Just before the Titans kick, Napoleon has scored, so with 5 minutes to go, it's Michigan Center 24, Napoleon 19.
Good one there at Napoleon. There's a little squibbler. Kieft again. And he stays a lot. Good runner. Out over the 50 to the 45-yard line. Surprised they haven't put him in the backfield. Let him do some running.
Yeah, indeed.
Again, he's one of many juniors. They'll have a heck of a team next year. They have a load of underclassmen. As does Lumen. First down. Here's the pass. Rendo throws it long. And that is knocked away by Bobby Willis. Great coverage by Bobby Willis, the sophomore. Second and 10. And the clock runs with that incomplete pass.
That's a thing of beauty. I know I've said that about three, four times tonight, but this whole thing has been.
Yeah. Rendell back to throw over the middle. Oh, that is caught. Lumen missed a tackle. And Kareem Harris chases him down inside the five.
Kareem Harris has really had a terrific football game for Lumen Christi tonight, and that was a touchdown-saving tackle against Trent Boone, who can absolutely fly.
Five-yard line. Rendo's going to run it. He got about 2 yards.
Missing Miner on the stop. Second and goal.
Alex Rogers out there for Lumen. Rendell looking. Going to run and throw, and that's caught.
Touchdown.
55-26. Again, the Lumen defense, they have some new people out playing defense, for one thing.
So that was
just kind of running out of gas here.
I think so. That was Ladarius Smith on the four-yard touchdown for Water of Elite. So with 4:27 to go, the clock will stop. Lumen Christi leads 55-26.
Rendo hands it off for the two. 55-28. And let's take a break for a minute. We'll be back. It's all Lumen as we hit 9 o'clock on WKHM Jackson. Back in a minute.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
When you think business technology, think AOS. Big enough to matter, small enough to care. American Office Solutions offers superior office equipment and services, allowing your business to strive and run the way it should. From copiers and printers to web design, IT services, and document management solutions, AOS is your one-stop source for everything business technology. American Office Solutions. Big enough to matter, small enough to care. Online at getaos.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
I don't think the ball ever went 10, but we'll see. There's a pile up right at the 50. And Lumen Christie has the football. Time out of town.
In the other Division 6 game in our district, Schoolcraft comes back immediately and scores and takes a 34-28 lead over Constantine. Schoolcraft, of course, undefeated at 9-0. Constantine into the game at 6-3. You can just picture that one, can't you? Straight tee both ways.
Lumen has Barrett in at quarterback. A lot of backup people in for the Titans. And that was... Who do you got for 33, Tom? Do you have one?
Second and about seven.
Teach out. Carried for about two.
I got two 33s on the roster. Teach out's a ninth grader.
Lumen's got all backup troops in. They'd like to get one first down if possible. They go to teach out again. Good little run. He's got about 4 yards. Bring up a third and a short three here for Lumen. 3:20 to go. And Lumen will play next week. Either Schoolcraft or Constantine. Schoolcraft leads in the late going there. Barrett, same play, teach out. Drive, he's got a first down.
He's got to get on the carry, looks like enough for a first down.
So, nice job by the Lumen backup troops there. Grind out a first down. Cody Callahar out there. Jared Bolt. And that first down is going to just about kill most of this clock with 2.5. Second back, there's a fumble. Lumen got it back. Bolt dropped the ball.
Ethan Miller on their recovery for the Titans.
But the Titans recovered at the 38-yard line. 2 minutes to go.
You know, it wasn't all that cold in here, but I had to close that window because it was blowing all of your paperwork all over the place.
It is cold in here. It's colder than I thought.
I'm in shirt sleeves. Feel like I'm in Florida.
You're just a youngster, Tom. Teach out another good run off the left side. He has about 5 yards.
And about
90 seconds to go in this tilt, and Lumen will move on to week two of the playoffs next week. And if Constantine can come back, we stay here. If not,
well,
It's a road trip. Teach out again. He's down near a very close to a first down. Good little running back, well, Johnny Teachout.
Well, Schoolcraft was leading Constantine 34-28.
Perfectly positioned there for a touchdown and an extra point.
And, of course, down there, nobody kicks. They all go for two.
Yeah. Fourth down, about a foot. Clock runs 40 seconds. Get a first down here, and that's it. Teach out has a first down, and he's still running. Good job. A little late pile on there. And that will be the football game. And they'll let the clock run out here. Good job by the backup group here. They ground out a couple first downs to get Water Valete to the bus, get them back home. And the final score tonight, Lumen Christi 55, Water Valete 28. 2 minute break. We'll come back, wrap it up, check the scoreboard. Subway Sub Shop player of the game on WKHM, Newstalk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's going to be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance. The no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicki Topa, or Carmella Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township, the Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones, drive extra slow, and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantries. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Lumen Christi, 55-28, the final. Most of the points came late here for Water Valete. Lumen had a 35-6 lead at halftime. Subway Sub Shop player of the game is Bo Bell. 25 carries, 219 yards to pace the Titan offense. A marvelous defensive job by the Titans on a team that scored about a million points this year. But they got a dose of power football tonight. It was power football against high-tech football, and power football was the winner. Quick break. We'll come back, get some scores with Tom Ranchford here on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with three full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC. From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers next to the Hunt Club. Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
This is Sheriff Steve Rand. I am asking you to join me on November 8th in voting for Prosecutor Jerry Jarzynka. The past 4 years, my office has had the distinct pleasure of working with Prosecutor Jarzynka on numerous major cases. He is the only candidate for prosecutor with the experience, respect, and proven track record to get the job done. This November, vote for experience. Vote to re-elect Prosecutor Jerry Jarzynka.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jerry Jarzynka.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC with Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankerl tonight. John Cummings on the stats. Tom, a lot of scores.
I thought you were going to call him Buck Jersey.
We could have called him Buck Jersey.
In the Division 6 game over at Napoleon, right now there's a minute and 11 left. Michigan Center leads 24-19, and Napoleon has a 4th and 4 from the 25. So we'll get that in a moment. Grass Lake now leads Manchester 23-7. So it looks like it'll be Grass Lake against possibly Michigan Center, a rematch of that terrific game from week 7 just a couple of weeks ago. Couple of finals in Division 5. Ida beat Stockbridge 42-14. Oh, by the way, in our game, Lumen Christi is going to play the winner of. Constantine has scored again. So it's now not very much time left. Constantine leads Schoolcraft. I'm sorry.
Schoolcraft.
I got it backwards.
Schoolcraft.
I'm writing these things down in a hurry. Schoolcraft scored again. They lead Constantine 40-28, and there's only about 4 minutes left in the game. In the CAAC, of course, Grand Ledge got hammered by Granville 37-0. At the end of the third quarter, Benton Harbor was leading Grand Rapids South Christian 35-28. A stunning final up in Lansing Catholic tonight is Grand Rapids West Catholic has beaten Lansing Catholic 28-6. Lansing Sexton has a 26-7 lead over Williamston late in the game. A great one going on to our south as Morenci and Pittsford head into overtime, tied at 21. Homer has a 31-14 lead over Dansville. Hudson was pounding Detroit Delta 43-0. I haven't had anything else come in on the Concord Springport game. At last look, at halftime, Concord was leading Springport 7-6. So I'm just kind of checking my Twitter feed for anything that has come in on that one. Portage Central has beaten Portage Northern 21-17. There's now 3 minutes to go in the Grass Lake game. And it's still Grass Lake 23, Manchester 7. Grand Rapids Christian has beaten Zeeland West 35-32. Muskegon Oak Ridge over Grant 41-7. Flint Powers leads Lake Fenton 20-19 with very little time left. And one more. Wald Lake Pinckney leads Wald Lake Northern 28-17.
Bo Bell, 25 carries, 219. Kyle Minder, 10 carries, 71. For Water Valley, Cameron Rindo ended up throwing for 334 yards. Most of those were, I think, in the fourth quarter. This game was well over. Troy Kucha threw four passes, completed all of them, 52 yards and one touchdown. And this was, power over the wide open type of offense here tonight.
Well, we talked
great defense in the first half.
We talked to the Titan coaches on their way out of here, and like Sean Brogan said, have you ever seen anybody as fast as Water Valley? I mean, that was a tremendously fast, gifted team, and the Titans, there was a green jersey next to every one of the kids in the white shirt.
Very well schooled.
They've made very, very few mistakes. And in doing so, the Titans run their record to 8-2, and they're going to be in the district championship next Friday night, possibly against Schoolcraft. Late in the game, Schoolcraft was leading Constantine 40-28.
So that's going to wrap it up tonight. Again, Bo Bell, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game. Great stop after the game, the Jackson area Subway Sub Shops. For Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrell, John Cummings, and Buck Jersey, GOC. Final tonight on Spring Arbor Road, Lumen 55, Water Valley 28. We say thanks for your time this time. Till next time.
Tonight's coverage of high school football on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM was brought to you by Jackson Public Schools, OmniSource, B&G Landscape, Penn Chiropractic Center, MVP Sports Store, Jackson YMCA, Lumen Christi Catholic High School, The Collector Zone, Al Rose Steel, American Title Company, The Protection Center, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Northwest Community Schools, Shanko Boot Shop, Brembo, The Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley, and Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. Visit WKHM.com for a complete game schedule and audio archive.